On the floor?
Yep. Airport.
Thank you.
Did you want to take any of these together?
Sure, how many you want?
Well, I think 4 and 5 could be together, I think.
We're going, Madam Clerk, we're going to take 4 and 5 together.
There's 6.
Four and five. And Supervisor, the Counselor said the item number 6 too. We got a moving forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will move approval of item 4, 5, and 6 after the presentation.
Can you read 4, 5, 6 in the record?
Item number 4. From the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to amend the current lease agreement with Air Cargo Carriers Holding, Inc., effective May 1st, 2014, from the lease of approximately 23,675 square feet of office space in Building 102 at the former Milwaukee County's MKE Regional Business Park to approximately 8,800 square feet of office space, and renew the lease agreement for one additional term of 2 years. Item number 5, from the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to amend and extend Airport Agreement Number CN1411 with Interspace Services, Inc., Interspace Airport Advertising, to continue the agreement from May 1st, 2014 through December 31st, 2016, under the same terms and conditions. Item number 6, from the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to amend Airport Agreement Number CN1906 with SSP America to adjust space investment and minimum annual guarantee.
Mr. Bailey.
Chairman, Supervisors, do you wish me to make a presentation on these 3 items?
Sum them all up. If there's any question, they will get. And who's the young man next to you?
This is Ted Tercivia, who is our business development manager for the Regional Business Park. Air Cargo Carriers, you may remember that the committee and the board turned down their request for a amendment to their lease to reduce the rent, and so the rent stayed the same as required by terms and conditions of the agreement. We are now at the option period, and it's a mutual option, and they are exercising their option, but at the smaller footprint and the less rent. And, of course, we are recommending that we entertain that option and continue their tenancy at the airport.
Any questions? Item 4? Who has heard?
Well, I mean, were they given the legal rights, and maybe we need corp counsel here, can they exercise the option but change the terms?
They can exercise the option, but it has to be approved. The board has approved the change of terms and conditions.
Take
or
that as a no.
Or they can choose not to exercise the option.
Well, it's an amendment. Thing. I mean, but did you reduce the term of the lease? I mean, that part of the problem was trying to exercise the option, change the terms, but then get the same number of years in the term.
The only change is the square feet.
So they still get the same term.
Yes.
I mean, in effect, we're doing the same thing here.
2 months later.
Could you tell me who the principals are in Air Cargo Carriers?
Jim Germack is the president. Do you have any other principals?
No, Jim Germack is the and he's local. They've been in business since the 1980s. He's actually a former 440th personnel. And they also lease 2 other buildings from us, about a 15,000 square foot warehouse facility, and another building that they use for their, they have flight simulators in there as well.
Right, and I know you've got a lot of vacancies and you'd like to retain business, but at the same time, you're going out to look for a development, someone to come in and do a development agreement. Are you concerned, Mr. Bateman, that might be an inconsistency?
The area of development does not include this building.
So you exclude this building?
It's not part of that. We'll talk about that in a later item, but it's not part of this building.
But it is part of the MKE Regional Business Park.
That area that we show it is not included in the building.
You're recommending that we exercise this?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I am, because frankly, I mean, if we don't approve of this, then they will not take the 8,000 feet. They'll pack up and go somewhere else.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Item number 5.
Interspace Airport Advertising does the internal advertising for the airport. We took RFP for this project and got no proposals in spite of four proponents coming to the pre-proposal conference, but no one proposed. And we followed up the proponents, and they said due to the remodeling of the back lane building and due to the shifting of the airlines, they were not comfortable with proposing at this time. The back lane is one of their major sources of revenue because that's where people dwell for a while. And so the advertisers like to be in back lane. So we are recommending that we extend the current agreement until such time as back lane is finished, and then we will RFP the project again.
Any questions? Item number six.
This committee report with SSP America is to take care of some housekeeping items that have changed over the term. You may remember that we awarded SSP America the space in lower level D, one of their spots. Well, lower level D is not used because of the Midwest Airlines Frontier changes. And so this is to remove that space and remove the minimum annual guarantee from their agreement. Also is to correct a error in a previous amendment where the turnover space in the mall from SSP to host, and the minimum annual guarantee should also be changed in that. In both cases, it's not a factor in the economics because the host pays a percent of gross, and the percent of gross is exceeding the minimum annual guarantee.
All right. Any questions? But Jersey.
What is the minimum annual guarantee?
What is it, or when is it?
What is it?
Yeah. The MAG is their, what they bid to be a concession at the airport, and that's the floor of what they would pay us in rent, or they pay a percent of gross, whichever is greater.
And you're saying that it's already greater, so they're not paying.
They exceed right. their MAG, so it's not been a factor in these decisions.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right, Madam Clerk, if there's no other questions, please call the roll. 4, 5, and 6.
Nice. Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend items 4, 5, and 6 for adoption prevails.
Item number 7.